My mum. She's a force to be reckoned with, a hurricane of care, ocean of compassion, doer of anything she dares, my mum. She's published 2 books, climbed mountains and whizzed down a zip line, and helped pack trolleys for charity, my mum. Helps just about everyone's son, cousin, husband and friend, not to a bitter end, a better end, my mum. Knocked out the headmaster in primary school when I ate nuts and I'm allergic, only 6, feeling sick and choking to death for 3 hours in the corner for him saying an ambulance wasn't worth it to her, my mum. 3 days in labour, tripped out in a morphine harbour, gave birth to a rip in her stomach to me, a £10 caesarean, fat bastard of a son, sorry, I know you don't like it, but I couldn't help swearing then, mum, my mum. Brings lonely old ladies to dinner when their own family's with her on a Christmas day, as well as call them once a day, just to check that they're okay. Mrs. Edwards and Nora would be socially poorer if it weren't for my mum, but you could bet woolly socks, cornflakes and a pen box she wouldn't ask you for help, she'd keep stum. And I've seen her deteriorate as I grew up, because when I was 2, the doc said MS has got you, to my mum. She does all of the above as the numbness crept in, and even now, wheelchair bound, she still pushes and does far more than you. What excuse have you got? She's got more done before you even had breakfast, and the scariest part of her day, standing up from a wheelchair, turning round, then if she dares, prays and blindly aims just to crash land on the bog. Waste away, feel free, take for granted those legs, feet and knees, but my mum in life just won't be told no, she'll have a go regardless. Sued FC UK, Bart Lees and Mosey Mo for making disabled ramps and no show in their shops, watches her diet, exercises best she can and yet needs help in the shower just to get wet. What would you do if you couldn't move? Succumb to a defeatist mood, or your world around you strive to improve. Depression in your situation or indignation at stagnation foretold. 15 years life expectancy from multiple sclerosis administered. My mum's doubled that, slapped the doc in the face with their facts and still raised a child who raised Helen amongst all that. With a husband who stuck by her when she gave him the choice to leave her when disability didn't diminish ability for her growing further. When I was a teen, I should have helped more, not shut my door in angst and heavy depression. If I could go back, I would insist help in the blood of my blood and appreciate the sacrifice my mum shouldn't have had to make. Regression's no help, though. She demonstrates that, too. Onward and upward. No standing on ceremony, no standing at all, but instead makes an office in the room you just absent-mindedly used to poo in. My mum used to drive a car without her feet. You just wouldn't understand. My mum can paint better than you can. And that's with a bad hand. My mum can write better than I can. For that, she can't use her hands. An angel's chariot, a wheelchair. A devil's vengeance, if cross her you dare. A goddess laughing at despair. My mum.